law.
If you lend money to someone, knowing it will be used for gambling, is that a gambling debt? The court had a full house for that question in the case of the glamorous gambler. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Hannah Driscoll was one of the first women to join the exclusive Pacific Western Club when it was forced to change its gentleman-only rule. Hannah was an attractive and talented young actress who played a mean game of poker. She would often drop in after rehearsals for a sandwich, a drink, and a few hands of her favorite game. One evening, a fast game was running. Hannah saw that the stakes were high. Jake Winthrop, one of her friends, said, "Hi, Hannah. Sit down, and for a few bucks, I'll teach you how to really play poker." Hannah grinned. "Big talk, little boy. So deal me five and see if you can play better than you talk." A few hands later, Hannah was down a couple of $100s, and she said, "I quit. The card's just not running for me tonight." But she continued watching the play. Her friend Jake's luck seemed to turn after that. His stack of chips melted away, and he borrowed several hundred from Hannah, giving her his IOU. The play continued, with Jake losing more and more, and borrowing more and more from Hannah. When the game broke up at midnight, Jake gave Hannah his check for $3,500 to cover the IOUs. Well, you guessed it, the check bounced. Hannah phoned Jake about it. Said, "Look, Hannah, I'm sorry, business has been rotten lately, and I just don't have the money. And anyway, you should have stopped me from getting in so deep." Hannah thought that this was rather tacky and angrily had her attorney file suit for the $3,500. The attorney told the court, "There is no reason why Hannah should not have judgment against Jake for the $3,500. He used the money for his own purposes, and now he refuses to pay. This is not a gambling debt because the lender, Hannah, was not playing. She merely made the loan at his request with no one saying what it would be used for." Jake's attorney said, "They didn't have to say. Anna knew perfectly well Jake would use a series of loans for gambling. It's against the public policy of this state for courts to enforce gambling debts or allow lawsuits on such debts. The court should leave the parties where they are." Was this in truth a gambling debt? We'll return with the court's decision right after this. If you lend money to someone knowing it will be used for gambling, is that a gambling debt? It is, said a California appeals court. Hannah advanced money for the sole purpose of helping Jake continue gambling. She therefore became involved in the crime. The court will not help her recover her loss. In this California case, it's a Point of Law on WCCO.